problem that I see is we've got everyone ahead. Our first order is our children are already beginning to be victims of our violence and killing. You've got to have a person out the street there who's coming to believe.
Well, that's okay, you know. I mean, I can't help people. You know, there are lots of people who don't want to look out the window and see the wolf, right? But, you know, what you have to do is analyse your water. Now, at least in the United States, which is really more polluted, I think, than we are, the public authorities analyse your water for all these pollutants and they issue bulletins on the pollutants and they close down the wells. But they've warned the Americans that 800,000 people in San Francisco have no choice, but at least you know what you're drinking even though you've got no choice, because there are no other sources of water. And their water hit the same price as refined petroleum this year, exactly gallon for gallon. I got a hippie mate up in Adirondacks, he had his supply analysed, he trucks into town, he stops at his garage, the garage keeper gets 100 gallons of water and he gets 100 gallon petrol credit. And that price of water is going up higher than petrol. And what they're doing is, Norway doesn't run any oil tankers anymore. They're all cleaned out. It runs snow melt into eastern United States. New Zealand is making a port down at the end of its glaciers to try and run water in the west coast of the United States, because you don't want to go looking for oil wells anymore. What do you want to go look for? Can you find one clean spring? That's your oil well. I doubt whether you'll find one clean spring.